She and her brother quickly grabbed masks and put them on underneath the coat, so that by the time the scouts vowed to be xylophone young and zippered, they looked as faceless as everyone else in the cave.
"That was fun, kids," said Bruce,
as the snowy sound faded and the pledge was over.
"Now, why don't you two join the Snow Scouts? We're an organization for young people to have fun and learn new things. Right now, we're on a Snow Scouts hike. We're going to hike all the way up to Mount Fraught in order to celebrate False Spring."
"What's False Spring?" Violet asked, sitting down between her brother and the sweated scout.
"Anybody who's not a cake sniffer knows what False Spring is," Carmelita said in a scornful voice. "It's when the weather gets unusually warm before getting very cold again. We celebrate it with a fancy dance where we spin around and around the spring pole."
She pointed to the wooden pole, and the Baudelaires noticed that the Snow Scouts all wore bright white mittens, each emblazoned with an S.
"When the dance is over, we choose the best Snow Scout and crown her the False Spring Queen. This time it's me. In fact, it's always me."
"That's because Uncle Bruce is really your uncle," said one of the other Snow Scouts.
"No, it's not," Carmelita insisted. "It's because I'm the most accommodating, basic, calm, darling, emblematic, frisky, grinning, human, innocent, jumping, kept, limited, meek, nap-loving, official, pretty, quarantine, recent, scheduled, tidy, understandable, victorious, wholesome, xylophone, young, and zippered."
"How can anyone be xylophone?" Klaus couldn't help asking. "Xylophone isn't even an adjective." "Uncle Bruce couldn't think of another word that began with X," explained the sweated Snow Scout, in a tone of voice indicating that he thought this wasn't a very good excuse.
"How about xenial?" Klaus suggested. "It's a word that means..."
"You can't change the words of the Snow Scout alphabet pledge," Bruce interrupted, moving his cigar toward his face as if he were going to try and smoke it through the mask.
"The whole point of the Snow Scouts is that you do the same thing over and over. We celebrate False Spring over and over on Mount Fraught at the source of the stricken stream. My niece, Carmelita Spatz, is False Spring Queen over and over. And over and over, we stop here in this cave for Snow Scout story time."
"I read that the caves of the Mortmain Mountains contained hibernating animals," Klaus said. "Are you sure it's safe to stop here?" The Snow Scout, who was wearing a sweater instead of a uniform, turned his head quickly to the Baudelaires as if he was going to speak. But Bruce answered first.
"It's safe now, kid," he said. "Years ago, apparently these mountains were crawling with bears. The bears were so intelligent that they were trained as soldiers. But they disappeared, and no one knows why."
"Not bears," the scout in the sweater said, so quietly that the two Baudelaires had to lean in to hear him. "Lions lived in these caves, and they weren't soldiers. The lions were detectives, volunteer feline detectives." He turned so his mask was facing the two siblings, and the children knew he must be staring at them through the holes. "Volunteer feline detectives," he said again, and the Baudelaires almost gasped.